This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrison Building Supply, Oregon Parks Forever. We're going to find out about that organization this morning. Seth Miller, the executive director in downtown Portland, he joins us. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. So tell us about Oregon Parks Forever. Give us kind of an overview of what the group does.
Sure. We are a 26-year-old nonprofit organization that supports federal, local, state, and tribal parks across the state. We were formed originally to significantly focus on the state park system, and a couple years ago, we broadened our mission to include federal, tribal, and local parks.
So that's a long time to be around. How long have you been involved?
I've been around since 2011, so 10 years.
And how did you become interested in working for this group?
It started off as a volunteer project for my business school. We were doing a volunteer strategy review for the foundation. And then about a year later, they called me and said, would you be willing to join our board? I joined the board, and it's been like a tornado. They just kind of sucked me in from board member to executive director. And so now I've been executive director for 6 years.
So then this is set up as a 501c3, right?
That's correct. Everything is every donation is tax deductible.
So a lot of interest in parks around Oregon, obviously a big state park system, parks all over the state because Oregon has such a diverse geography. Do you feel like for residents of the state, there's maybe a more than normal, very special bond with the state parks? Our parks are all over the state?
You know, I think we're so blessed with the natural surroundings of this state. I grew up on the East Coast and moved here in 2003, and you couldn't tear me away now. I just love the fact that I can drive an hour in any direction from my home and have a completely different natural experience. And then through this job, I've had a chance to learn a lot more about the other parts of the state. So, you know, for instance, Eastern Oregon or far southwestern Oregon, I had never been to before this job. And it's really been fun to be able to get out and explore those parks.
So what kinds of things do you do in terms of trying to help parks out?
Well, we have a number of things that are going on. Currently, we're in the process of raising money to replant trees that were burned by the summer wildfires. We've currently raised about enough money to plant about 450,000 trees. So down in southern Oregon, for instance, we're helping out with the Bootleg Fire, as well as Collier State Park, which was significantly burned 2 summers ago. We have provided all the funding for the tree replacement there. We also do things like we have a program called Ticket to Ride, where we fund third, fourth, and fifth grade students from Title I schools on field trips. We pay for the transportation to get out to parks and forests. Along the Oregon coast, we've been working on the hiker-biker camps, enhancing those by adding lockers where people can lock up their gear and their food while they explore the park. Also do things like bike repair stands and air pumps. And they have a fire ring and a picnic table so they can socialize with the other people who are hiking or biking along the coast. From an education perspective, we fund a high school program called Cottonwood Crossing Summer Institute out at Cottonwood Canyon State Park, where we have an environmental education program for students. It was initially for the people in the John Day watershed, but it really has spread to the whole state. And so that's a very wonderful program. We're also working with a group out of Medford called David's Chair, which provides electric all-terrain wheelchairs so that people with mobility challenges can also get out and explore the parks, get out on the beaches, even do things like stand up and go fishing. So those are some examples of things that are currently going on. And then we're also working on developing a program that is kind of like a nature scavenger hunt for kids, where we put up a kiosk at the beginning of a trail that has brochures of things that kids can find on the trail. Then they go back when they come back home and answer some questions and have prizes mailed to them. So we're hoping to put 50 of those across the state.
Wow.
And finally, we're working on a program to deal with the significant deferred maintenance backlog across our park system. So we have a volunteer program that we're pulling together called Oregon Cares for Parks, where volunteers can come out and help on a particular weekend with things like carpentry, plumbing, landscaping, that sort of thing, to deal with the parks.
Obviously, deferred maintenance is a big deal in the park system. Just how big a deal is it?
It's a huge deal. Nationally, the estimate for deferred maintenance in the state parks is $95 billion. State parks, parks in general, have been underfunded for the most part for many years. And so the parks administrators have had to make hard choices as to where they spend the limited funds that they have. And unfortunately, maintenance is something that often is allowed to slip.
And in Oregon, the state parks are funded in kind of a unique way, and that's led to some challenges for the state parks department.
It's a huge issue. Since, I believe it was 1995, the state parks don't receive a single penny of state tax money. Once they got allocated a portion of the lottery proceeds, then the general fund money, which is your taxes, was taken away. And so now the lottery represents about 40% of their funding, and the rest comes from user fees, things like camping fees and day use fees and that sort of thing. So it becomes a big challenge for them. You know, when we hit the pandemic, the lottery proceeds fell significantly. The user fees fell significantly. And so they actually were facing a $23 million deficit in their two-year budget, which forced them to go through a 40% layoff in staff during the pandemic. And that's really, really hurt because at the same time, more and more people wanted to get outside. So they had a huge increase in visitation at the same time that they had significantly less staff and more responsibilities for keeping facilities clean so that people didn't get sick.
What kinds of things could be done to help out that situation?
Well, in terms of the deferred maintenance, you mean?
Well, just in terms
or taxes.
Of the last couple of years and the funding gap, or rather deficit, for state parks.
Gotcha. So that was one of the reasons that our organization was formed. And so people can make donations to our organization, which helps us fund our activities to go out and help the parks. So they can go to orparksforever.org and make a donation, become a member, and that helps fund our efforts to go out and do some of the things that I was talking about.
Well, very interesting to find out about your organization, Oregon Parks Forever. Seth Miller, the executive director, anything else you want to share with folks?
Not at this point. I really appreciate your helping us spread the word about the organization, and we appreciate any listeners who choose to become members.
All right, Seth Miller, Executive Director, Oregon Parks Forever, orparksforever.org, their website. Seth, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
And 8:40, the Morning Conversation, presented by Gerritsen Building Supply.